Good evening. I'm Juliette Goodrich. San Francisco library workers, they got loud today to call attention to a disturbing increase in security incidents, one even targeting a group of preschoolers.
He was walking around the library, cussing at people and threatening to stab them.
Their plea for help amid growing fear for their safety on the job. And then a backyard building boom in the South Bay.
We started looking into the idea of a garage, and then that led us to an ADU.
How so-called granny units are helping put a dent in San Jose's housing crisis. Plus, fewer places to fill up in the East Bay, why one city is banning new gas stations. Okay, and Giants fans want to know, is this a mascot imposter? And what the heck happened to the real Lucille?
This is CBS News Bay Area with Juliette Goodrich.
We'll get to Lucille in a moment, but first, librarians in San Francisco say their quiet place of work has become a place of fear. They say the drug and homeless crisis around the libraries has just gotten out of control, and they want to see security guards at all branches. Amanda Harry heard from librarians about the threats they've encountered while on the job.
Library workers say they're concerned for their safety and for those who use the library. They say things have gotten so bad that they're concerned someone could lose their life.
We were not trained to do this type of work in library school.
Library workers across the city say they're being forced to do a lot more than recommend books. Every day, they're the ones making sure the libraries are safe. Nicole Termini Germain has been working in the San Francisco library system for more than 30 years. She says over the years, things have become worse, and she fears someone is going to get hurt.
We could fill a whole library with all these incidents.
Termini Germain brought a stack of incident reports with her, all from the past month. She works as a branch manager at the Portola Children's Library. She says they bargained for a guard back in 2022 after they had an incident that could have become a tragedy.
I have nightmares about this one to this day. I will never forget it.
She says it was a normal day after school let out and the library was filled with small children.
And then I saw a half-dressed man, clearly mentally unstable, wielding a weapon. He was walking around the library, cussing at people and threatening to stab them.
She called library security. They were across the city. 911 responders didn't show up. The burden to get rid of the man and keep the children safe fell on her.
I got him out there and he started threatening a large group of preschoolers who were sitting on the floor, and he was cussing at them and threatening them with this weapon. I, feeling that strong sense of duty to protect the people, stepped between the man with the weapon and the children. I stood between them. He was aiming it right at my chest. And I said, no, thank you. If he had not left, I may not be standing here today.
It's aggravating. Because,
Jasmine is one of several unhoused residents camping on the streets outside the main library. She says library workers shouldn't be specifically concerned about people experiencing homelessness. And someone in her situation who is trying to use the library should be allowed to do so.
If a homeless person on drugs is going to the library, hey, I salute them. You know, at least they're trying to stimulate their mind.
Spokesperson with SF Public Library says the security incidents are down 14% from last year, and not all branches require dedicated security. But Termini Germain says the conditions on the street are keeping families away.
I know a number of people who will not bring their children to this main library. I'm a parent, you know, and that breaks my heart. I don't even want to bring my children to the main library.
Library workers say this isn't the end of their efforts. They're going to continue until they have the resources they need.
Some San Jose students have complained about their safety, and now the city council just gave preliminary approval to new restrictions on homeless camps and RVs near schools. One ordinance would begin enforcing a ban on tents within 150 feet of campuses. Another would allow the city to tow large vehicles from areas where they pose a safety risk, including schools. A final vote is expected next month. Creating new housing is one of the top priorities and challenges for San Jose. Under a state-approved plan, the city is promising to build more than 62,000 homes in the next 7 years. While that seems like a lofty goal, one particular type of construction is actually thriving. Arlen Ramirez takes us inside one of the hundreds of granny units popping up around the city.
Well, there have been many building booms in San Jose over the years and the decades, but this one is different because it's taking place in the backyards of homes that are already built.
Here in the backyard, we had an old carriage house that was taken down.
When Mark Dane's 1890s Victorian was built, no one could have foreseen the housing crisis that would come to San Jose. And so, like a fast-growing number of homeowners, he turned part of his backyard into one small piece of the housing solution.
We started looking into the idea of a garage, and then that led us to an ADU, especially with the accelerated permitting process and everything.
Workers are still putting the finishing touches on the project, a two-car garage with an 800-square-foot apartment above it. There's a living area and kitchen, a bathroom, a laundry room, plus a separate bedroom. Mark says it will be a flexible space, a work-from-home office for now, but it can be a future place for his parents, his kids as young adults, or even a rental.
1 year later, from the time that we started the project, we have this beautiful garage, beautiful house up here that we can use for whatever we need down the line.
Mark took advantage of a 2017 San Jose policy change that streamlined the permitting process to allow the homes to be built faster.
San Jose is a good place for this kind of thing to happen. There are a lot of lots that can really utilize an ADU.
Stanley Acton has been a general contractor for decades, but recently shifted his business to only focus on building ADUs, and he hasn't looked back.
We're looking at a backlog that extends well into 2025, but we also have the ability to take on short-term work.
Stanley is one of several ADU specialist builders in San Jose who have pre-approved building plans from the city. If the property meets some basic criteria like being large enough and on level ground, pre-approved plans can make the process even faster. In 6 years, the city has issued 2,500 ADU permits and about 1,600 units have already been built. Just this year, 68 ADUs have been completed.
These are not complicated, bespoke, risky projects.
San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan says ADUs are becoming a bigger factor in San Jose's housing production.
ADU applications in San Jose are on the order of a quarter or more of the permit applications we're seeing right now. That's a significant share of the new housing production that we're seeing in San Jose.
It's the flexibility of the space. You know, we love the options down the line, whether it be for our kids when they graduate college, or to have family over in a time of need.
It's new housing that fits in an older neighborhood and fits the needs of one growing family.
How much? Well, typical costs for an ADU building run from $250,000 to $500,000 or more. And although they can produce thousands in monthly income for the owners who rent them, they also add to their property tax bill. All right, now to new developments in the closely watched race for Silicon Valley's congressional seat. We just confirmed that a recount has now been requested. Today was the last day to do so. So we know former San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo is heading to November's contest. But Santa Clara County Supervisor Joe Simidian and Assemblymember Evan Lowe both finished in second with the exact same number of votes. Recounts have been requested in both San Mateo and Santa Clara counties. Now have 7 days to vet the request and decide if the recount will actually happen. So it is a trend. It started in the North Bay. Now Pinole has become the first city in the East Bay to ban new gas stations. The city council approved a temporary moratorium last week. It is part of an effort to reduce the city's greenhouse gas emissions. But some drivers we spoke with aren't fans of the decision.
We should be able to be building gas stations as people still need gas. I mean, all of us don't have the opportunity to get electric cars.
All of Napa County's cities have passed gas station bans, and Fairfax and San Anselmo and Marin County have similar measures. And California scored an environmental victory today. A federal court ruled the state can keep enforcing its own vehicle emissions standards that are stricter than the rules set by the federal government. The appeals court blocked an attempt brought by Republican states challenging California's authority. It found they failed to prove our state's stricter standards would drive up costs for gas-powered vehicles in other states.